Now, there is one thing I'd like to mention. As you can tell, I think, I'm in an exceptionally good mood today. And I am appreciating all of you for your surrender, your service, and your assisting in helping me and encouraging me in my service. And I would like to say one more thing about my very good friend Kamlesh. Over the years, he has been kind that he has pointed out different things to me, because many times I will ask you, all of you, how I can improve, how I can do better. So Kamlesh, on many occasions, very straightforward, which is what I appreciate. He impressed upon me, and I think for the past few months, I think I've been doing it. Kamlesh reminded me and impressed upon me that the preaching should be very simple and stress the basic concepts, God, the need for God, and why people should be religious and pious. Am I right, Kamlesh? So I think you told me that some time ago. I'm a slow, it takes me a while because I'm Taurus the bull. So I'm slow. But I think I'm getting there. Would you?
Yes, but basically what I told you is that basically the two very important things which I actually, when I listen to the Prabhupada lectures, I hear that many times. The first thing is, why should we bother religion? Because everyone has everywhere in the mind, why should we bother? So answer that question, and secondly, why Krishna? Why not somebody else?
Yes.
And you're doing that very well.
I'm going to try to do better. Thank you. So thank you for putting me on that. And if anybody else wants to give me suggestion, today's a good day, I'm in a good mood, I won't get mad. All right, so you can give me your 2 paisa worth advice, okay? Or if you don't want to tell me, you can write it and not put your name. Just write me a little message like that, okay? Better not to puff me up. I'm already puffed up as it is. So tell me how to do better. Yes, Shoban. I'm afraid. Last time gave me a scare. You want me to die?
No.
That's why I'm not going. Yes? You want to? Vrindavan? I saw your Guru Maharaj today. Yes. He was there right after Manjari left. He was there for like an hour. And he was chanting. And then when they took Manjari's body out and did a little procession, and when they put her in the car to take her, he was right there. So, what's that? All right. Do you want to hear about Lord Shiva?
Yes.
I do. I hope you do. All right. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam. Please repeat. Once this thing turns on. Come on. Play. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. Ah, there it is. I told Krishna Prem that I would dedicate today's program for Manjari, so I wanted to mention that. So please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So yesterday was Shivaratri. My mother passed away in 2007 on Shivaratri. So this is the description in the Bhagavatam of how Lord Shiva appeared. Now, Prabhupada does mention that there are other times where he appears directly from Lord Vishnu. But this is how it is depicted in Srimad Bhagavatam. So I beg you to please listen with rapt attention. And as this says, okay, Sri Maitreya said, this is from third canto. Third and fourth cantos is a conversation between Vidura and Maitreya, which took place after the Battle of Kurukshetra. Vidura was touring, and after the disappearance of Krishna, that's when the conversation took place. In the beginning, Brahma created four great sages named Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar. All of them were unwilling to adopt materialistic activities because they were highly elevated due to their semen flowing upwards. The idea is that if you are engaged in gross sense gratification, and you're constantly engaging in sex, then the semen flows down. And by that discharge, you are shortening your life, and therefore, as we learned today, creating a certain kind of consciousness. Okay? And that consciousness means lower consciousness. Brahmacharis and sannyasis, because they abstain from sex, the semen goes up. And with that celibacy, they develop powerful memory and powerful brain and mind, strong. And Prabhupada mentions his own Guru Maharaj. He was lifelong celibate. Never in nashtika. Never discharge. So therefore, at the age of 7, Bhakti Siddhanta had memorized Bhagavad Gita. And then Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj was a walking encyclopedia. So he could speak on so many topics because he had that powerful brain and memory retention. So you boys, pick up a clue. Get the hint. Okay? Brahma spoke to his sons after generating them. My dear sons, now generate progeny. But due to their being attached to Vasudeva, everybody say,
Vasudeva,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they aimed at liberation and therefore expressed their unwillingness. So Prabhupada here makes a point. Normally, the son is supposed to obey the father. Classic example. Who's the classic example of someone who obeyed their father? Ramachandra. That whole Ramayana and that whole exile is simply because Ram, no matter what anybody said, no, I must obey the word of my father. And when Bharat came to the forest with the whole Ayodhya, and Bharat said, I will take your place. You come back and rule Ayodhya. No, Baba. I have to execute the order of my father. That's one of the big things about that Ramchandra Leela. His word. Right? So, this is a significant thing. Here, the sons are telling their father, Now, Prabhupada said, in this instance, there is no sin. Why? Because they had a higher principle. That higher principle was they aimed for liberation. That supersedes everything. Because they wanted to surrender to... Who is Vasudev? So they wanted to surrender to Krishna. And Kamlesh will confirm, what is Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita? Sarvadharman, give up all lower dharmas, religious principles. So they are a good example of Bhagavad Gita 18:66, even though the father is telling them. So boys, don't misunderstand. You can only say no to the superior if what you are espousing is a higher religious principle. I'll give you a contrary example. One of Krishna's forefathers, Yayati. Yayati, you'll read about that in 9th canto. Yayati was cursed by his guru to become an old man. So Yayati was told, you can get free from this curse if you can get one of your sons to exchange his youth for your old age. So Yayati approached his first four sons and said, I'm your father. I have not finished my enjoyment. Give me your youth. So the first son said, no way, man. I want to enjoy. Now, one of those sons was Yadu. The same Yadu who was the forefather of Krishna. Now, he also said no, but different than his other two brothers, because the other two brothers said no simply on the basis of sense gratification. But Yadu said, no, father, I have to live my life normal, because later on I want to, like the four Kumaras, surrender to Krishna and achieve liberation. Yadu knew that he was going to be the forefather of Krishna's dynasty. So his refusal of the father was based on a higher religious principle. The other two brothers were cursed by Yayati, and they became founder acharyas of Malacha Yavana races. Yadu was not cursed. So then he went to his last son, Puru. And Puru said, yes, father, if this is your wish, I will take your old age, you take my youth, enjoy. What you read in 9th canto is after some time, Yayati said to his wife, who was the daughter of his guru, Shukracharya, her name was Devayani. One day, Yayati said to his wife, you know what? We have spent 1,000 years enjoying sense gratification. And you know what? I'm not satisfied. So Yayati got the idea. This could go on forever. What do we learn from Bhagavad Gita? Is there any satisfaction on the material plane? No. You cannot find satisfaction on the material plane. So he preached to his wife. He told the story of the he-goat and the she-goat, which was actually the story of him and her. He told the story. So she understood. So then Yayati went to his son. Here's your youth back. I will now take your old age. And then him and Devayani spent the rest of their lives surrendering to Krishna, and they achieved liberation. So that's a side story. Let's get back to Lord Shiva. I'm in such a good mood. On the refusal of the sons to obey the order of their father, there was much anger generated in the mind of Brahma, which he tried to control and not express. Although he tried to curb his anger, it came out between his eyebrows, right? Because if you get angry, you bah! But he controlled it, so. And so it came out of his eyebrows. And a child mixed blue and red was immediately generated. After his birth, the child began to cry. O destiny maker, teacher of the universe, kindly designate my name and place. The all-powerful Brahma. Where was Brahma born?
The navel of.
And what's his actual birthplace? Lotus flower. Pacified the boy with gentle words, accepting his request, and said, "Do not cry. I shall certainly do as you desire, O chief of the demigods." So Lord Shiva is
Mahadev.
Chief of the, what is that word?
Mahadev.
Mahadev. "You shall be called by the name Rudra by all people because you have so anxiously cried. My dear boy, I have already selected the following places for your residence." There's 11. The heart. So you can get angry in the heart. The senses. Sometimes the senses become rage, right? Air of life. The sky. What happens when the sky gets angry? Lightning. Thunder. Which they're experiencing where Krishna Kumar's sister lives. So I hope he's online. So much snow and, right? The air, right? We just had in LA yesterday, tornado. Did you know that? There was a tornado somewhere in LA yesterday. Okay? Fire. We know all about that in California. Even yesterday, within all the rain, there was a fire. Did you know that? It was on. It showed. There was a fire even with all the rain. Water. What's a tsunami? Tsunami means the water is Rudra. The earth. I'm going to Santiago next week. Uh-oh. They have the expression terremoto, earthquake. Please, Krishna, not another one. I had one. That's enough. Please, spare me at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sun, right? Moon and austerity. Sometimes the sages, they do so much austerity, and then something happens, and out of anger, they may curse someone because they have all that pent-up austerity, denial. My dear boy Rudra, you have 11 other names. Please repeat. Manu. Manu. Mahinasa. Mahan. Shiva. Ritadvaja. Ugrareta, Bhava, Kala, Vamadeva, Dridhavrata. O Rudra, you have 11 wives also called the Rudranis. And they are as follows. Please repeat. Dhi, Dhriti, Rasala, Uma, Niyut, Sarpi, Ila, Ambika, Iravati, Swadha, Diksha. My dear boy, you may now accept all the names and places designated for you and your different wives. And since you are now one of the masters of the living entities, you may increase the population on a large scale. In other words, this is the beginning of Brahma's creation. So, Brahma is smart. He's not going to do everything himself. The intelligence of a great leader is that he gets others. And I have my personal story with Prabhupada, where he chastised that sannyasi, and the sannyasi kept saying, "I'll do it, I'll do it," and Prabhupada said, "You will do everything." That is the qualification of the ass. I was right there when Prabhupada said it. I was like, what? It was my first morning walk with Prabhupada in Vrindavan, because Prabhupada was pointing out all these things that he had said 3 or 4 months ago, which should have been fixed, because they just opened the Krishna Balaram temple. There were still things undone. So when Prabhupada went to his inspection, why wasn't this done? And the son, "I'll do it, Prabhupada." Why wasn't this done? So he went through the whole temple, and when he got outside, Prabhupada said, "Yes, you'll do everything." Everybody was gathered around Prabhupada. Prabhupada went, "You'll do everything." That is the qualification of the ass. This is my Guru Maharaj. He called somebody, a sannyasi, an ass. And there was Brahmananda. Brahmananda was Prabhupada, and he was smiling going, "I remember Brahmananda." Big Brahmananda, he was like smiling. "Yeah, you guys are getting it." He said, "The real qualification is to get the asses to do the work." Because he was co-president. We had a Grihastha president of that temple and a sannyasi. So Prabhupada was saying, you shouldn't do everything. You should inspire. You should relegate others. Not that, that's not a sign of intelligence. Intelligence means, just like Krishna Kumar, are you doing everything in the office? You're doing most everything. You're giving, right? And you don't want them lazing. You want them working, right? Or just like, does Atta get the girls to help with the work here? No? She does everything? The girls should help. Well, who helped me today? That's all right. That's all right. All right. Sri Maitreya continued, "The most powerful Rudra, whose bodily color was blue mixed with red, created many offspring exactly resembling him in features, strength, and furious nature. The sons and grandsons generated by Rudra were unlimited in number, and when they assembled together, they attempted to devour the entire universe." Hey, Sri Vallabh, do you get your boys to do work? Good. You're not an ass. Very good. That's the idea. That's Prabhupada's idea. You have learned something today. Very good. Meenakshi, do your boys help you? Good. Very good. Yes, when Brahma, the father of the living entity, saw this, he became afraid of the situation. Brahma told Rudra, "O best among the demigods, there is no need for you to generate living entities of this nature." Because what are they doing? They're destroying everything. He's trying to create, and these guys are destroying everything. He can't have that. Right? That's like, one time I did a Namahat program, and after the program, the host said, "Prabhu, that you have to control the children." I said, "What happened?" These kids came and they broke the TV. I said, "Well, what am I going to do? I can't do everything. Do the program and protect your TV." I'll never forget that. It was my fault that the young kid broke the TV. They have begun to devastate everything on all sides with their fiery flames from their eyes. And they have even attacked me. So Lord Rudra's sons and grandsons, they were going after. Well, that's their nature, right? Rudra, what does Shiva do? Destroy. My dear son, you had better situate yourself in penance, which is auspicious for all living entities, and which will bring all benediction upon you. This is the same thing Narayan told Brahma. Right after Brahma was born, Narayan gave him the four verses of Bhagavata. So one of the things Krishna said was that the potential power is penance. So whatever you want to do, material or spiritual, the success is dependent on your penance. And the greatest penance? Celibacy. That's the greatest penance. You do that, you become super powerful. Prabhupada even said, Gandhi became powerful because, I think it was the age of 30 or 35, he gave up sex. Huh? 36. So Prabhupada said, because that's how he was able to challenge the British. You all know Gandhi better than me, right? He's world famous. And that Martin Luther King based everything on Gandhi. So that penance, that is the key to success. Just like you kids, you can't do good in school unless you what? Study. That's penance. Okay? It's not that, I have a test tomorrow, let me play video game. You gonna do good on the test? No, because you didn't do your tapa. That's what Narayan said. Tapa. Those were the two sounds Brahma heard and meditated on for so many years. Tapa. That's, and Krishna said, Lord Narayan said, that's the potential power. Tapa. Just like, why am I able to speak 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours? Why? Because during the week, what am I doing? I'm not watching TV. I'm not playing video games. I am studying and chanting Bhagavatam and Ramayana so that when it comes time for Kundan Loka, I've got something. I have some tapa on fire, or in Spanish, fuego. By penance only shall you be able to create the universe as it was before. By penance only can one even approach the personality of Godhead, who is within the heart of every living entity, and at the same time, beyond the reach of all the senses. Therefore, Krishna's name.
Adhokshan.
No. What was that?
Adhokshan.
Adhokshan. Yeah, he's the master of the senses, but beyond the reach of the senses.
Adhokshan.
So there are two names. Rishikesh, everybody say?
Rishikesh.
He is the master of the senses. And beyond the reach of the senses. One more time.
Adhokshan.
Thank you. That's why we like you to come to these programs. Jai. Sri Maitreya said, thus Rudra, having been ordered by Brahma, circumambulated his father, the master of the Vedas. So boys, tonight before you go home, circumambulate your father and say, yes, father, I will do as you tell me. Jai. Otherwise, what's the point of reading this stuff? If we don't apply it, right? Addressing him with words of assent, Rudra entered the forest to perform austere penances. And therefore, there's that picture. There's that picture of Lord Shiva. He is sitting, and what's he meditating on? Krishna, you could say Ram, or Narayan. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
I'm right.